Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Coffee Break Spanish Magazine, Season 4, Episode 4. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Mark.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal, Mark?
Pues todo bien hoy. ¿Qué tal tú?
Yo muy bien, con muchísimas ganas de empezar.
Y dime, Anabel, ¿a dónde vamos hoy?
Hoy vamos a Latinoamérica, específicamente al Amazonas.
¡Ah, qué bien! ¡Qué ganas tengo de ir al Amazonas! Sería fenomenal.
Estoy de acuerdo. Yo nunca he estado. ¿Y tú?
Nunca, nunca. Un día iré. Okay, maybe you have been there. If not, we're going to travel there together virtually today in our text. We'll read the text as ever and then go through the text in more detail to look at the structures, the grammar, the vocabulary and everything like that. But for now, I think we should get started.
Empecemos.
And of course, for this text, we're going to be joined by Sebastián. Hola, Sebastián.
Gracias, Mark. Gracias, Anabel. Today, we are talking about la selva amazónica. ¡Empecemos! ¿Eres un amante de la naturaleza? Si la respuesta es sí, esto te va a interesar. La selva amazónica es el espacio verde más extenso del planeta. Este exuberante territorio ocupa nada más y nada menos que 7 millones de kilómetros cuadrados, lo que supone aproximadamente el 40% de la superficie total del continente. Además, es el hogar del mayor y más variado repertorio de fauna y flora. Lo cierto es que su biodiversidad es tan abundante y fascinante que su estudio llega a ser un reto para los expertos a quienes aún les queda mucho por descubrir. Si te gusta el turismo de aventura, la selva amazónica ofrece todos los ingredientes para convertirse en el destino perfecto de tu próximo gran viaje. Así que, no lo dudes ni un instante. Por sus frondosos lares, podrás pasear y perderte en la profundidad de su espesura, visitar aldeas indígenas. También puedes cambiar de medio y navegar lentamente por sus aguas y parar a visitar los distintos pueblos, o sobrevolar la zona para apreciar las maravillosas vistas desde las alturas. Si cada vez tienes más ganas de descubrir este mágico paraje natural, toma nota de los puntos de acceso principales a esta gran zona descrita por muchos como un gran pulmón verde. Leticia, Colombia. Iquitos y Puerto Maldonado, Perú. Y Manaos, Brasil. Como hemos dicho, estos son los principales, pero no debemos olvidar que la Amazonia se extiende por 9 países del continente americano y a estos 3, Colombia, Perú y Brasil, tenemos que añadirles Bolivia, Guayana Francesa, Guyana, Ecuador, Surinam y Venezuela.
If we do want to visit this region, then we have lots of options, as Sebastian said. Es el espacio verde más extenso del planeta, the biggest green space on the planet.
Así es, pero vamos a ver el texto en profundidad, Mark.
Exacto. Okay, let's go back to the beginning, and if you can reach each sentence, then we'll go through it together.
¿Eres una amante de la naturaleza?
Are you a nature lover? Un amante, a lover de la naturaleza, of nature?
Si la respuesta es sí, esto te va a interesar.
Esto te va a interesar. This is going to interest you. We're seeing this similar construction to what we saw in the last text. Esto te va a interesar. It is going to interest you. And the te is coming before our va. The verb ir there. So, esto te va a interesar.
La selva amazónica es el espacio verde más extenso del planeta.
La selva amazónica, so the Amazon rainforest, es el espacio verde, is the green space, más extenso del planeta. It's the biggest or the most extensive green space del planeta, of the planet. We've got to be careful with the word planeta because it's a masculine word, el planeta.
There are other words like that, like for example, cometa, el cometa.
Mm-hmm.
And this also can happen with some other words ending in ma, like el problema or el tema, the problem and the topic.
Muy bien. ¿Y sabes por qué, Anabel?
Because they come from Greek.
Exacto. These are Greek words, so that ending is a masculine ending in Greek, and therefore they come into Spanish and they maintain their masculine gender. Muy bien, muy interesante.
Este exuberante territorio ocupa nada más y nada menos que 7 millones de kilómetros cuadrados, lo que supone aproximadamente el 40% de la superficie total del continente.
A long sentence with lots of details in it. So, este exuberante territorio, this exuberant territory, it occupies, nada más y nada menos que, no more and no less than, 7 millones de kilómetros cuadrados. So, 7 million square kilometers. Lo que supone aproximadamente el 40% de la superficie total del continente. So, which, lo que, these 7 million kilometers, square kilometers, which supone, and that's from suponer, and we're really going to translate it just as is here, which is approximately el 40% de la superficie. So the 40% of the superficie, the surface, del continente, of the continent. So the total surface of the continent. Anabel, there, lo que supone aproximadamente could have been lo que es aproximadamente el 40% de la superficie total, ¿ya?
Así es. Perfectamente podemos usar ser, lo que es aproximadamente.
Mm-hmm. So what would our kind of normal use of suponer be?
Suponer se usa para hablar de lo que querés o consideras. So, supongo que iré a comprar.
So, I suppose I will go to the shops. Supongo que iré a comprar. Just a normal suponer, suppose in that sense. It's obviously got the same root as suppose in English. Okay, let's continue on.
Además, es el hogar del mayor y más variado repertorio de fauna y flora.
So, además, what's more, es el hogar. El hogar is the home, in a sense. It's the home del mayor y más variado repertorio. It's the home, or it is home to, the biggest and most varied repertoire de fauna y flora of We swap that round, flora and fauna. En español se suele decir fauna y flora.
O flora y fauna, both are equally correct.
Okay. En inglés solemos decir flora and fauna, I think. Okay, let's continue.
Lo cierto es que su biodiversidad es tan abundante y fascinante que su estudio llega a ser un reto para los expertos a quienes aún les queda mucho por descubrir.
Okay, another sentence is quite long. Lo cierto es que the sure thing is or the truth is que su biodiversidad, that is biodiversity, es tan abundante y fascinante, it's so abundant and fascinating, que su estudio, that its study, the study of this flora and fauna, llega a ser un reto. It is becoming, it literally arrives to be, it's becoming a challenge, un reto, para los expertos, for the experts, a quienes aún les queda mucho por descubrir. So that's a little tricky, that part of the sentence. Mucho por descubrir, lots to discover. So we're talking about these experts, los expertos, a quienes, to whom, aún, still, les queda, to them remains, mucho por descubrir, lots to discover. So it's a challenge for experts who still have a lot to discover.
Me gusta quedar, Mark. ¿Qué tal otro ejemplo de cómo se usa?
Sí, buena idea. Quedar is a tricky verb because it can mean a number of things. And in this context, it means when something is remaining to you, when there's something left, as we say in English. So, Anabel, can you give us another example of this?
Uh-huh. Por ejemplo, no queda pan. Tienes que salir.
There is no bread left. You have to go out and buy some. Sí, no queda pan. And the subject of queda is pan. So no queda pan. There is no bread left. Can you give us an example using a plural subject, Anabel?
No quedan problemas para resolver.
There are no more problems left to resolve. That is a good situation to be in when you've got no more problems left. So, no quedan, because of course the subject is los problemas. So, no quedan problemas por resolver. And each time we're using por here. So, there are no more problems to resolve. And in our example, les queda mucho por descubrir. There is still much to discover. There's lots left to discover. Muy bien.
Y a nosotros nos queda más texto por aprender.
There is indeed more text to learn, so let's continue with it now.
Si te gusta el turismo de aventura, la selva amazónica ofrece todos los ingredientes para convertirse en el destino perfecto de tu próximo gran viaje. Así que no lo dudes ni un instante.
Another very long sentence. Si te gusta el turismo de aventura, if you like adventure tourism, la selva amazónica ofrece todos los ingredientes, so the Amazon jungle or the Amazon rainforest rather, offers todos los ingredientes, all the ingredients, para convertirse en el destino perfecto, in order literally to convert itself or to become the perfect destination, el destino perfecto, de tu próximo gran viaje, of your next big trip.
Here in this sentence, we have seen that convertirse is become, and just one sentence late before, we saw llegar a ser. So it's like both structures to say the same thing, but convertirse is reflexive. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Absolutely, yeah. To become is a tricky word to translate into Spanish because sometimes we can use different versions, as you've seen here, llegar a ser or convertirse. We could also use hacerse in certain situations as well.
Mm-hmm. También, sí, muy buena.
So can you give us an example of when we would use hacerse?
Me hago mayor.
Sí, so me hago mayor. I'm becoming grown up. I'm growing up. Literally, I'm becoming mayor. I'm becoming an adult, in a sense, over 18 or something like that. So yeah, hacerse, convertirse, llegar a ser, and so on. Lots of examples there. So it is the perfect destination de tu próximo gran viaje, of your next great journey. Así que no lo dudes ni un instante. Don't doubt it for a moment. No lo dudes ni un instante. It's a little bit tricky that, Annabelle, because dudes is an imperative. It's a command form in the negative. So we use the subjunctive form there.
Yes, that's correct. So when using the negative imperative or command, then we are going to use the subjunctive conjugation. So that's why here is no dudes, and there is the direct pronoun that it's lo. So don't doubt it.
Don't doubt it. So if you were to say don't speak, then we would not say no hablas. That means you are not speaking. But if you're giving a command, no hables, hables with an es at the end, no hables.
Así es. Y una cosa más. Un instante is not the same that un momento. Un instante is a brief, a very quick momento.
Okay.
So if someone says that, oh, vuelvo en un instante, theoretically they're going to come back before, like earlier, if it's a momento, but who knows?
So if someone's telling you they're going to be back soon, you're hoping for un instante and not un momento, because un momento can be a little longer, yeah?
Yes.
Muy bien. Okay, so let's continue on.
Por sus frondosos lares podrás pasear y perderte en la profundidad de su espesura. Visitar aldeas indígenas.
Right, now, in this sentence there are some very interesting words. Annabelle, can you help us with por sus frondosos lares?
Lares is a word that is going to be used most of the times in the plural form. And here it kind of means like the parts. Yeah, the parts of the Amazon.
Okay. And frondosos then would be lush in that idea. Okay, so through its lush parts, podrás pasear, you will be able to wander, y perderte en la profundidad de su espesura, and lose yourself in the depths of its espesura, something to do with thick, so thickets. Visitar aldeas indígenas, and visit indigenous villages.
And indígena is a lovely word. I love this one because aldea is feminine. And our listeners may think that that's why it's indígenas, but we are never going to change that A. So, for example, we are going to say comunidad indígena. We know that comunidad is feminine, but we are also going to say pueblo indígena, and pueblo is masculine.
Okay, so indígena never changes regardless of the gender of the word. It will go into a plural form, so we've got indígenas, but if it were, as Annabelle said, un pueblo indígena with an E at the end, despite the fact that the pueblo is masculine. Muy bien. So some nice words there, frondosos lares. Coming back to lares, give me another example of when you would use lares.
There's this this expression that you can hear, at least in Spanish, ¿qué haces por estos lares?
Right.
Which means that, what are you doing here?
Okay, so what are you doing around these parts? That's a nice expression. ¿Qué haces por estos lares? Yeah?
Así es.
Muy bien. Okay, let's continue on.
También puedes cambiar de medio y navegar lentamente por sus aguas y parar a visitar los distintos pueblos.
Okay, so también puedes cambiar de medio. Literally, you can change the means, but we can really see this as you can take a change of scenery y navegar lentamente and navigate slowly por sus aguas, through the waters, y parar a visitar los distintos pueblos and stop to visit the different villages.
O sobrevolar la zona para apreciar las maravillosas vistas desde las alturas.
Okay, so sobrevolar. Volar is to fly. Sobrevolar is to fly over. Sobrevolar la zona, fly over the zone, the area, para apreciar las maravillosas vistas, in order to appreciate the marvelous views desde las alturas, literally from the heights, from above. Pues muy bien, vamos a parar un ratito y estaremos de vuelta muy pronto. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, today we are talking about Amazonas, and we are going to find out a little more now about this area.
Si cada vez tienes más ganas de descubrir este mágico paraje natural, toma nota de los puntos de acceso principales a esta gran zona descrita por muchos como un gran pulmón verde.
Right, so, si cada vez tienes más ganas, so if each time you have more desire. Now, this is an expression that is very common in Spain, cada vez. Meaning every time something happens, you're more. So cada vez más, every time more. But it's kind of meaning increasingly. So if you're increasingly eager to discover this magical natural landscape. So si cada vez tienes más ganas de descubrir este mágico paraje natural, so this magical natural landscape, toma nota de los puntos de acceso principales. So take note of the main access points, los puntos de acceso principales a esta gran zona, to this great area, descrita por muchos, described by many, como un gran pulmón verde, as a great green lung.
Vamos a ver ahora qué zonas son esas. Mm-hmm. Leticia, Colombia, Iquitos y Puerto de Maldonado, Perú, y Manaus, Brasil.
So we have four options. We've got Leticia in Colombia, Iquitos and Puerto del Maldonado in Peru, and Manaus in Brazil.
Como hemos dicho, estos son los principales, pero no debemos olvidar que la Amazonia se extiende por 9 países del continente americano.
Okay, so como hemos dicho, a perfect tense there, as we have said, estos son los principales. These are the principal ones. These are the main ones. Pero no debemos olvidar, but we must not forget, que la Amazonia, that the Amazonia or the Amazon region, se extiende, extends por 9 países del continente americano. It extends over 9 countries of the American continent.
Y a estos 3, Colombia, Perú y Brasil, tenemos que añadirles Bolivia, Guayana Francesa, Guyana, Ecuador, Surinam y Venezuela.
Right, so, y a estos 3, and to these 3, Colombia, Perú y Brasil, Colombia, Peru and Brazil, tenemos que añadirles, we have to add to them, les, meaning to them, Bolivia, Bolivia, Guayana Francesa, French Guiana, Guyana, Guyana, Ecuador, Suriname, y Venezuela. There we have it. Okay, let's now go back through our text. We are going to listen once more to Sebastián read the whole text and listen out for all the things that we've talked about.
¿Eres un amante de la naturaleza? Si la respuesta es sí, esto te va a interesar. La selva amazónica es el espacio verde más extenso del planeta. Este exuberante territorio ocupa nada más y nada menos que 7 millones de kilómetros cuadrados, lo que supone aproximadamente el 40% de la superficie total del continente. Además, es el hogar del mayor y más variado repertorio de fauna y flora. Lo cierto es que su biodiversidad es tan abundante y fascinante que su estudio llega a ser un reto para los expertos a quienes aún les queda mucho por descubrir. Si te gusta el turismo de aventura, la selva amazónica ofrece todos los ingredientes para convertirse en el destino perfecto de tu próximo gran viaje. Así que, no lo dudes ni un instante. Por sus frondosos lares, podrás pasear y perderte en la profundidad de su espesura, visitar aldeas indígenas. También puedes cambiar de medio y navegar lentamente por sus aguas y parar a visitar los distintos pueblos. O sobrevolar la zona para apreciar las maravillosas vistas desde las alturas. Si cada vez tienes más ganas de descubrir este mágico paraje natural, toma nota de los puntos de acceso principales a esta gran zona, descrita por muchos como un gran pulmón verde. Leticia, Colombia. Iquitos y Puerto Maldonado, Perú. Y Manaos, Brasil. Como hemos dicho, estos son los principales, pero no debemos olvidar que la Amazonia se extiende por 9 países del continente americano y a estos 3, Colombia, Perú y Brasil, tenemos que añadirles Bolivia, Guayana Francesa, Guyana, Ecuador, Surinam y Venezuela.
Okay, it's time for our guinda del pastel for this episode. Y como siempre, estamos con Marina. ¿Qué tal, Marina?
Muy bien, Mark. ¿Qué tal estás?
Muy bien. Dime, ¿has estado una vez en Amazonas?
No, la verdad es que no he estado nunca, pero me encantaría. ¿Y tú?
A mí también me encantaría ir algún día. Someday we'll go. Okay, so what do you have for our guinda del pastel today?
La guinda del pastel de hoy la ponemos con la expresión si el río suena, agua lleva.
Okay, so literally, if the river sounds, if there is a sound from the river, agua lleva, it carries water. There is water in it.
That's right, and we have very similar ones like cuando el río suena, agua lleva, cuando el río suena, piedras trae.
Okay, so in that case, when the river has a sound, it's carrying stones. It's moving stones on the bed of the river or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. So the origin of this expression and its meaning is related, as you can imagine, with nature. Yeah, so mm-hmm. We're talking about the sound of a river, el sonido del río, mm-hmm. and it's related to the amount of water it's carrying.
Okay, so if a river is carrying lots of water, then there will be a big sound. If it's a small river, there will be a smaller sound, that kind of idea?
Yeah, something like that. And you might be wondering, okay, and what does this mean? Why do we
How
use
do we
this?
Use it? Yeah.
Okay, so this is related to rumors. So,
right.
El agua es como los rumores que se cuentan de algún tema. Si se habla de algo, es como si suena el agua del río.
Marina, is this always used in a kind of negative sense?
Well, mainly always, like, yes, we hear this in a negative context, but you can also use it with a positive sense, meaning just that if you hear something good about a location, a person, anything, why are you going to wonder if it's true or not? So if things are said, probably it's true.
Okay, okay. Can you give us an example then of how this could be used?
Mm-hmm. Vamos a ponernos en contexto. Por ejemplo, una buena amiga te da consejos sobre un chico que no tiene muy buena fama. Te gusta, pero de él se dicen cosas que no son muy buenas. Entonces tu amiga te advierte y dice, cuando el río suena, agua lleva.
Okay, so you've a good friend is giving you some advice about a boy who perhaps doesn't have a very good reputation. you like this boy, and even though they say not good things about this boy, your friend gives you some advice, and your friend says, "Cuando el río suena, agua lleva." When there is sound of the river is carrying water. So pay attention to those rumors. Pay attention to the reputation, perhaps something like that.
Yeah, totally that. Like, I think it's a very strong expression. It has a lot of meaning.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good to understand these expressions, especially if someone is giving you some good advice.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you, Marina. Muchas gracias como siempre. Y pues hasta la próxima.
Hasta muy pronto, Mark.
Pues ya está. That's it for this episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. Anabel, muchas gracias, como siempre.
No, gracias a ti y, por supuesto, muchísimas gracias a vosotros.
Y dime, la próxima vez, ¿de qué vamos a hablar?
Vamos a hablar de algo que a mí me encanta y son las torres humanas.
Okay, human towers. We'll find out more about that next time. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.